Welcome to another episode of the Horn Crunch Podcast. We're going to have some real with new somebody to help. We got Howard Horn here. How are you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got Ellie Horn here. I am doing amazing.
By the way, compliments to you for feeling amazing. We went down on the half of the podcast to Raymond James Stadium. I know you always like to say it's you don't have to be a Buccaneers fan, but it sure does help. Certainly after last night's experience in Raymond James Stadium, we can say if you are a Buccaneers fan, it sure does hurt. Tough night.
Yeah. Thank you, Anchor, once again. But guess what we're doing, guys? Boom, bust, or meh, top five picks from this year's draft. Let's start off Trevor Lawrence. For me, I'm going bust from Urban Meyer. He's really done wrong. I'm also going, he has a bright future. But right now, he's sticking at my bust. Howie?
So, I'm going to put Trevor Lawrence down as a meh. I don't know what he's going to be. Certainly, Urban Meyer, one of the most chaotic, catastrophic tenures as an NFL coach. I don't ever recall a head coach so highly thought of getting hired so quickly. What a disaster area the Jaguars are. Who knows? They might be headed towards another first pick coming up. Terrible franchise. I hope for Trevor Lawrence's sake he gets out of there soon.
Yep. Zach Wilson is a mess. So long. He's gonna be a bust to what he showed yesterday. Rushing touchdown. A lot of strength. He had mentality. His leg's injured, by the way, guys. So, and he's really looking like what he was supposed to be, looking at his BYU self. Howie, what do you think about him?
So, I am not hot on Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson is maybe a man now, but I think by next year, we'll be talking about him being a bust. He doesn't read defenses quickly enough. Real shame. Jets really drafted him too high.
I agree with that. But, so how? With the number two overall pick, Trey Lance. So we only saw a few minutes of him this year in the regular season and preseason. He was a mess. We couldn't see enough of him. And when he's playing, he's a mess. Howie, give me your input.
So I don't know anything about his play this year. You know, San Francisco oftentimes playing during the 4 o'clock slot where the Bucks are also playing. So haven't seen much. Don't really know what's going on. But I do believe San Francisco is headed towards a problem because Garoppolo is really leading the offense so strongly right now. Are you going to really bench Garoppolo to bring in Lance next year? How many years are you going to let Lance sit on your bench for the third overall pick? So it's going to be interesting to see whether Trey Lance plays for 49 or much longer.
Or Jimmy Garoppolo. The fourth overall pick, Kyle Pitts. Boom. My first boom on the list. He showed it. He's an amazing tight end. Howie, what do you think about Kyle Pitts?
Well, I think that Kyle Pitts really is less a tight end and much more of a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't like that he's going to be managing down for so many years. I really don't like it. He's dangerous. He's a good one.
This is arguably offensive rookie of the year. Beginning of the year was. Not really anymore. But his name is Jamar Chase. Coming up, Jamar Chase. Chasing Mac Jones for rookie of the year. But I just don't think Chase gonna get it. Howie, what do you think about Chase? He's a boom for me.
Well, I mean, big boom. You know, it's always harder for a non-quarterback to win these awards. But know, yesterday you look at the highlights, and Jamar Chase just made defenses, defenders look silly. People trying to guard him, double coverage. They can't contain him. He's a phenomenal player.
I totally agree with that. Out of these top five picks, who do you think is the best? For me, the two are Kyle Pitts and Jamar Chase, obviously. I think of these top five, it is Jamar Chase, my best rookie this year, Mac Jones.
Yeah, so I think that's the point. I mean, New England, I think it was the 15th pick. They got the best quarterback in the draft.
The best player in the draft.
That's just going to be really interesting to see. I do want to say that with the last pick in the first round, the Bucs drafted Joe Tryon. We saw him get a sack last night.
Yeah.
He has really shown some flashes of brilliance for a guy who was the last pick in the first draft. So we'll see where he ends up.
Yeah. Also, Howie, I just want to say something. Thank you to our fans. Thank you to Anchor. Anchor, all right.